AIC at acbradio.org with news and views I hope you can use. Hello and very special greetings to you. I'm Don Coco, and I'm with you once again from Sacramento, California, reporting for Main Menu. And we're taking a look at a tool called AdAware. AdAware is a tool that is for getting rid of what's called spyware on your machine. For a in-depth article on spyware, I would refer you to www.grc.com. That is Steve Gibson's very excellent site. I would suggest you look there. Or www.langa.com. That's Fred Langa's excellent site. Or a third source, of course, is the AdAware homepage itself, www.lavasoft, that's L-A-V-A-S-O-F-T dot D-E. That's lavasoft.d. Now, AdAware is up to version 6, and I've been using it for quite a while. I've used the version 5s, of course, and they've come out with version 6. Basically, what it does, it scans your computer for what's called quote-unquote spyware. This is companies, when you're surfing the web, companies tend to put stuff on your computer that maybe you don't want. They just, they put cookies, they put junk files, they put images. They're called junk files. And it's amazing how much of this stuff accumulates. Anyway, AdAware is one of the tools out there that will detect and get rid of this spyware. There are other tools as well, such as a tool called SpyBot or several others. Root Blaster, for example. Anyway, these different tools will basically do sort of similar work, but they're all slightly different. AdAware is not the most speech-friendly, but it does work, and basically, to get it to work is pretty simple. Let's start it up. Let's see if we can show you how that works. Let's go to the Programs group, and we're going to locate it first. I'm looking for it here. Lavasoft AdAware 6. There it is. Hit return there. And let's see, we have a user manual. It's what we have.
AdAware 6. Location C program.
We have AdAware 6. And I should tell you that they do make AdAware in several flavors. They have a professional version, which you can buy. They have a plus version, which I assume also you have to buy. And then they have the free version, which I'm running, which runs just fine. So they have different versions that, you know, you can rely on. They have just recently come out with a 6 version. Actually, was done within the past couple of months. And it does seem to work reasonably well with, again, some modifications. Again, I'd like to say I'm using Window Ice here, so whatever modifications I've made are done with Window Ice. Let's down arrow again.
U equals uninstall AdAware 6.
So they do have an uninstaller. We can certainly uninstall it. So
AdAware 6 user manual.
Let's go to AdAware itself. Now let's start it up. We're going to hit return.
Menu closed. Button. Start button.
And we're going to wait for it to come up on the screen here.
X.
And it's going to pop up on the screen. Here it is.
Personal. Button. Graphic. Status.
Now, we have a whole bunch of... if I read from the top left with the mouse pointer...
Top left.
There's a couple of ways we can do this, okay? Now, this is not the most speech-friendly application. Again, you will need your mouse pointer for some of this, or you will... like myself, I customize the custom controls to buttons, and that's worked fairly well for me.
Button. Graphic. Open head watch. Arrow. Button. Graphic.
See, some of these are not labeled. They don't speak.
Button. Graphic.
So you don't know what
button,
they are at
graphic,
all.
Objects in quarantine. Button. Graphic. Button. Graphic. Open web update. Graphic. AdAware 6 status. Initialization status. Graphic. Reference file 0R132020.03.2003 loaded. Details.
That's the latest AdAware.
Using statistics.
The latest reference file.
AdWatch status. Not loaded. Reset.
AdWatch is a component of only the paid versions. It's not a component of the free version.
Left system scan. 22220037.3137 AM.
And as you can see, it will show you when I last did the scan on this machine. It was done not so very long ago.
Objects removed total. 11.
Okay.
Total AdAware scans. 4.
Okay.
Objects in ignore list. 0. Open objects quarantined. 0. Open quarantine list.
Okay, so we have a ignore list.
Objects and ignore list.
Which we can ignore. So if you had a certain cookie or something that you did want to allow, I have never found anything that I want to allow from this. I let it kill everything. I don't care. I've never had a problem yet. I'm not saying you might not, but I've never had a problem yet with Attaware. I just let it get rid of all the spyware. I don't care. And then we can down arrow again.
Objects quarantined. Zero.
We have a quarantine, and you can quarantine files. That way, later on, if you decide you did want that piece of spyware on your computer, I guess you can restore it, is what the deal is.
Status okay. Attaware 6 initialized.
Okay.
Check for updates now.
Now we can check for updates. That's for checking for the reference file, and basically you'll left click on that and it will go out and it'll actually check to see if there's an update for you.
Button, graphic, start, ready. Button, graphic, status, show AdAware status. Button, graphic, scan now, perform a system scan. Button, graphic, AdWatch, open AdWatch.
Again, that's a component of the paid version.
Button, graphic, plugins, graphic. Show execute installed plugins.
And that's also, these are also Power components. Glass. All these extras are components of the paid versions only of AdAware here.
Graphic, help, open the AdAware.
And of course,
manual.
We have the manual.
There, button, graphic, help. Button, graphic, help.
Now we're down at the bottom of the screen, actually, is what the deal is. Okay, so there we go.
Button,
the one
button,
we're interested
button,
in
ready.
First
button,
is.
Graphic. Button,
let's see if we can
graphic,
find the one
start.
That says.
That's okay. AdAware 6 initialized. Check for updates now.
Is check for updates. Let's do that for the heck of it.
32,761 undefined. Graphic. Arrow. W. Pointer 32,700.
No. Okay, let's
left.
See if this is it.
Lattice of AdAware 6.0. Button. Graphic. Configure. Arrow.
Okay, now on the screen here, it just pops up another like custom control
reset.
Button. And we have.
As now. As now. Ready. Button. Graphic. Connect.
I can tab over and I have a button that says connect. Now, what I've done is I've reclassed, these are all custom controls initially, and I've reclassed them to buttons.
Tab control, unknown, button, graphic, button, graphic,
and as
configure.
You can see, a bunch of these don't speak configure.
Button, graphic, connect.
Connect, and I'm going to ask it to do that. So let's press the space bar on the connect button.
Checkbox, unchecked, R equals remember.
Oops, there's my firewall,
button.
So let me just
y
tell that yes.
AdAware 6, button, graphic, okay.
And then I have an okay.
Button, graphic, okay.
And I don't know what
as
that
now.
Says, actually,
ready.
So.
Button, graphic, status, button, graphic.
Probably that
and
my up-to-date, I'm already up-to-date is actually what mine is saying. It's saying that I don't need an update. So there we go. So if I were going to use AdAware, I wanted to use AdAware, I can sort of show you how it's done. I'm not going to run the scan because if I try and do that, we won't be able to record this tutorial.
Tab control, unknown, button, graphic.
Let's
button,
see what we have
graphic,
here.
Configure, button, graphic, finish.
Okay, so we have finish.
Personal.
So we're
button,
getting out of that.
Graphic, status.
Okay.
Button, graphic, scan now.
Now what we would do is we would click on the scan now button, which we have done.
Button, graphic, add watch. Button.
And
graphic,
then we would tap
plugins.
Over to
button,
the
graphic help button graphic button graphic.
These are
button,
graphics that
graphic.
Are not labeled that I'm going across.
Button graphic
that they don't have labeled.
Button graphic button graphic next.
Okay, I'm now at the next button. So if I did want to perform this scan with AdAware, I would press this next button and it will do its work. And when it is done doing its work, you'll hear a sound that will tell you that it's found spyware. Also, you'll be able to see that on the screen. Now, I have found the best way to approach this spyware is to click on the next button once you have found the spyware. You'll see the next button. Click on that, and you will be able to then... right-click on any piece of spyware and down arrow, and it will say select all, tell it yes, and then click the next button. And that will remove the spyware effectively from your computer. So there you go. That's how you use AdAware. It's a good little program. It's not real complicated. But there you go. That adware from Lavasoft.d.
Feel free to email djc@acbradio.org with your thoughts and comments. Until next time, Don Coco thanking you for listening.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.